100 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245 grams of magnesium, 3 grams of
zinc. Hang on. Hang on, slow down.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution,
oh,
then
right.
You can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Now, they do say that age is but a number, but when you are actually in the joys of doing belated birthday celebrations, you have to turn around and say, happy, happy, happy birthday, and many happy returns to Dennis the Chemist, Dennis Gore. How are you, Dennis?
Thank you. Another February has come round.
Her Majesty the Queen has her sapphire anniversary, 65 years as Queen of England, and you continue going on relentlessly as well, Dennis. It's a wonderful sort of
story. Well, it was the same date.
Yeah.
My birthday, February the 6th.
Exactly.
The day the King died, and Dennis the Chemist was born. I remember being 11 years old at King's Road School in Prestwich, Manchester, and the sad news of the death of King George the VI, and I remember saying, oh, the King's died on my birthday.
Mm. Most inconsiderate in many ways, but I suppose you could always say, the King is dead, long live the chemist. Just a thought. So we did there. We hadn't forgotten. We were working on that every sense of the word. Just share with us once again. I know it's going to be another magical mini lecture from your good self. And hopefully, I've got to ask you the question though, you didn't indulge too much in birthday cakes and treats.
Well.
Over to you, sir.
I will tell the truth. My family did make a birthday cake, and I did have a piece of my birthday cake. It sounds embarrassing to say, but I ate a piece of my birthday cake. But this substance cake, which leads us back to sugar, and sugar leads us back to what we're talking about this morning, the company you just mentioned before, Pharma Nord. Pharma Nord is the name of a Danish company who, in Denmark, have to make their health food products, like all Danish health food manufacturers, they have to make them by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. And because they're made to pharmaceutical standards, and I'm a pharmacist, I've always enjoyed selling to people their products because I know they're made to pharmaceutical standards. And I built up a relationship with this company 25 years ago when I started to recommend on the radio programs I've been doing and on some of the television programs I've been able to show their products, that their range of products can help to maintain good health. This company, PharmaNord, have about 48 different products, and some are made from plants, some are made from minerals and trace elements, and some of them are natural products in the sense we make the substance that's in their tablet or capsule. For example, the product Q10, which gives you energy. Q10, bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsule. Q10 Gold is a pharmaceutically made product of this substance, Q10, which, as I say, is made in your liver. It's also found in peanuts, mackerel, herring, sardines. But the main source of Q10, although it's made in every cell in our body, 60 trillion cells, the main source of our Q10 is made in our liver. And when we're 2 years old, the production is quite low. But we're very small when we're 2 years old, and we have plenty of energy. You try and catch a two-year-old running around, they're difficult. They'll run away giggling from you. When you're 20, you make your highest production of this substance, Q10. And by the time you're 40, which if you're fit, you can still be in the Olympic Games, but your production of Q10 will have gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. And by the time you're 80, and all being well, I've just passed the age 76 on February the 6th, so all being well, in 4 years, I'll be 80. And my production of Q10 will have gone back to the levels of a one-year-old baby. Yet, if you take Q10, you can maintain your energy, because Q10, we call it the elixir of life. It's the substance that helps to join the food that you eat and the oxygen that you breathe. It joins them together to create what we call energy. We've all heard of water being H2O and oxygen is O2. Well, there is a molecule called ATP. We call it ATP because it stands for adenosine triple phosphate. And when you break triple phosphate molecules, when you break them down in your body to create energy, the triple phosphate loses a phosphate, so we no longer call it triple, we call it double phosphate. And as the phosphate broke away, that breaking away, that's the release of what we call energy. And to carry on creating more energy, you have to add the phosphate that you broke away, which had become the double phosphate. Your body adds it back, the broken part, the phosphate, back to the double, and it goes back to the triple. So you're going triple-double, double-triple, triple-double, double-triple. And this backwards and forwards is taking place in all your cells in your body. How many cells? Not 60,000 or 60 million or 60 billion. You have 60 trillion cells. And it takes place, this production of energy, the ATP going to ADP and ADP back to ATP. It takes place in little engines. We call them sausage-shaped engines. In your cells, they're called the mitochondria. How many engines do you have in each cell? Up to 5,000. What? We've got 60 trillion cells, and in each cell, we've got up to 5,000 little engines called mitochondria. So if you multiply the 5,000 by the 60 trillion, you end up with 30 zillion engines. So if you add up the weight of all the ATP molecule, the energy molecule, it comes to half your body weight. So if I weigh 12 stone, I make 6 stone of ATP every day. But to make it from the foods in your mouth and the oxygen up your nose, you need the Q10 substance. It's the Q10 which joins the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe into the energy molecule ATP. And as you get older, you make less Q10. You're still eating and breathing all your life, but you're making less ATP because your liver is making less Q10. But if you take the PharmaNord product made to pharmaceutical standards, then you can keep making high levels of ATP. So we sell it to people with angina, high blood pressure, heart failure, chronic fatigue. It even helps women who are trying to conceive, because if they take this capsule, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, it will give the energy, especially if they're women who are now not 19 or 20 or 25 or 30, but ladies of 32, 33, 35, 39, who are trying desperately to start a family. Then the Q10 gives their aging eggs the extra energy they need to be more fertilizable, if there's a word, more capable of being fertilized. I have a customer who was 38 and she was running the marathon for charity, and she'd had one son who's 10, and she'd had 3 miscarriages, and she was given up the idea that she was going to be able to have a second child. She was running the London Marathon 2 years ago, and she came in the shop asking me, with her being 38 and going to pound the roads, was there anything that could help her to give her more energy and more protection for a heart and a circulation and for her joints, etc., etc. So I sold her the Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules. I sold her another PharmaNord product called Biopycnogenol. That's hard to remember, the word Biopycnogenol. To remind it in your brain, think of pick your nose, Pycnogenol. And that's wonderful for the circulation, even to the blood supply, to the placenta. The whole body is improved, the circulation and the quality of your skin, because Pycnogenol helps to stop your skin breaking down. It stops collagenase breaking down your collagen. It stops elastase breaking down your elasticity of your skin, the elastin. And it stops the hyaluronidase chemical breaking down your hyaluronic acid, which is an ingredient in the makeup of your skin. And lack of it leads to wrinkles. So your skin is 50% hyaluronic acid. But this bark of a tree tablet, Biopycnogenol, made by PharmaNord, helps to stop all 3 enzymes from breaking down your body as you get older. I've been taking these things since my car crash 23 years ago. And even now at 76, if you put my hand next to the hand of somebody of, say, 30, you can't tell which hand is 76 and which hand is 30. because taking the pycnogenol has stopped the enzymes, as I said, collagenase and elastase and hyaluronidase, breaking down as it would normally do in a 76-year-old. It stopped, over the last 23 years, these processes from happening. So I have much less wrinkles in even my facial skin than other friends of mine, relatives of mine, who are the same age. So when I sold these products to this lady of 38 who was running the marathon, the Q10 made her as if she was a much younger person, and her eggs to be fertilized, which she'd already had three miscarriages, and her first child was 10 years old. The Q10 has been shown in lectures that I've heard at the Q10 meetings across the world that I've been attending for the last 20 years, every 2 years. There's a world conference on Q10. Pharma Nord have sent me to Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville, Spain, Bologna in Italy, and all being well this year, I either go, I'm not sure whether it's Boston or Germany, they're about to announce where the venue is, but I've heard 1,000 lectures on Q10. Even things like pre-eclampsia, that situation where a pregnant lady can get very high blood pressure, which can be a very serious situation. Some World Conference lectures by consultants explained that when they gave bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsules, they gave two a day. In the third trimester, the final 3 months of the pregnancy, they were reducing the levels, the incidence of preeclampsia by 20%, which is a very good drop in the numbers of people getting the pre-eclampsia, which is to do with high blood pressure of pregnancy. So this lady took the bioquinone Q10 gold. She took this substance for the circulation, the biopycnogenol, and she took bioglucosamine, which is a product from Pharma Nord made of glucosamine, this well-known substance which we make less of as we pass 35, and it's one of the main repairing building blocks of her joints. So I put her on these things to help her. And the week before the race, she couldn't do it. She'd become pregnant. And she went on to have a little baby girl who's now 15 months old. And so we realized the Q10 had made the eggs much more fertilizable, even though she wasn't 19. She was double that. She was 38. And the circulation to her whole body had been strengthened, protected, made younger, and the circulation to the placenta had become like a young woman and was able to support the pregnancy without having the miscarriage. So these Pharma Nord products have a wide range of being able to help people in different circumstances. Thinking on of other Pharma Nord products, we have to come back to the terrible story we keep hearing about the people of the world, especially the Western world, are eating far too much sugar. And we keep hearing this phrase, the Mediterranean diet, where we're told the Mediterranean diet of lean meat, plenty of oily fish, mackerel, herring, sardines, tuna, salmon, vegetables, especially the ones above the ground, the broccoli, the sprouts, celery, cabbage, cauliflower, things like tomatoes, all the things above the ground are so healthy. We should be stuffing ourselves with vegetables above the ground. We should be using olive oil. We always have to add olive oil if we're talking about the Mediterranean diet, a very healthy monounsaturated oil. Because we keep hearing about the amount of sugar. The amount of sugar has rocketed over the years. And so now some of the cuttings I've cut out since we last spoke. Let's look at this one. This was in the Daily Mail. How swapping your white bread for wholemeal bread can slice off 700 calories a week. That is amazing. And this research was carried out at Tufts, a funny name, T-U-F-T-S, Tufts University in Massachusetts, America. Researchers at those world-famous hospital who research the, amongst other things, they're well into researching how to prevent the aging process and illness. So it says, it's long been advised that choosing wholemeal bread over white bread is the healthier option. But whole grains can actually help you lose weight, cutting your calorie intake by 700 calories a week, compared to eating only white carbohydrates, their recent study has found. High-fiber foods such as wholemeal bread, brown rice as opposed to white rice, and eating porridge helps boost your metabolism while reducing the calories your body absorbs. This is amazing research. The difference, 100 calories a day, and we know the 7 days in a week, that's where the headline, you can reduce your calories by 700 a week if you eat whole grain products. The difference, 100 calories a day, is roughly the amount that would be burnt off by a brisk 30-minute walk. That is amazing. It's quite an effort to leave your house and walk for 30 minutes round the block, 15 minutes away from your home, and then turn round and 15 minutes back. To do that every day, which we should be doing, it's very healthy to walk. It's healthier than sitting. But researchers at Tufts University in Massachusetts fed two groups of volunteers the same diet, apart from the type of grains. One group ate whole grains, such as brown rice and wholemeal bread, while the other group were given white rice and bread made with refined white flour. Those eating the whole grains developed a faster metabolism and burned more calories over the course of the study. This group absorbed fewer calories, wow, from their food overall, and even saw a modest improvement in their immune system, because the researchers measured the T cells, which are made in your 206 bones. So they produce more T cells, which deal with infection. You also find T cells in the lining of your bowel. There's a lining of cells called your GALT, which stands for gut-associated lymphoid tissue. And that's activated by the friendly germs, the probiotics. Pharma Nord make bioculture capsules, which are made to pharmaceutical standards, and that's the probiotic I sell when people want to put back extra friendly germs in their gut to activate their GALT, their gut-associated lymphoid tissue. But coming back to the fact that you burn up 100 more calories a day, and it's the equivalent of walking for 30 minutes, and you improve your immune system, all by having whole grain and brown rice instead of white rice, and eating porridge. The study was conducted over only 8 weeks, with 81 men and women aged 40 to 65. For the first fortnight, the participants ate the same food before putting on white carbohydrate or whole grain diets. The researchers measured the volunteers' weight, their metabolic rate, their blood glucose levels, their calories excreted, and how hungry or full they felt. The rates of hunger and diet satisfaction were no different between the two groups, but Dr. Phil Carl, who led the research, said, "This study helps to quantify how whole grains and fiber work to benefit weight management and lends to credibility to previous reported associations between increased whole grains and fiber consumption, lower body weight, and better health." In the UK, adults are advised to eat 30 grams of fiber a day, although most eat much less. We only get 12 grams a day. So, listeners, this is amazing, wonderful information, because this whole grain story is obviously giving you, in the whole grain scenario, less sugar. And we can see here, and of course the fibre event, where it says another headline, "Parents who give kids half a day's sugar before school." Primary school children are getting half their daily recommended sugar intake. Half their daily recommended sugar intake before they've even left the house in the morning, official figures reveal. Thousands, I would say millions, are starting their day with calorie-laden breakfast cereals, spreads, and fruit juice. Yet most parents seem blissfully unaware that such foods are bad for their children. The majority of adults whose youngsters eat too much sugar each morning, believing they are giving them a healthy breakfast. The government recommends youngsters aged 4 to 6 have no more than 19 grams or 5 spoons of sugar in the entire day. 7 to 10-year-olds should consume no more than 24 grams. That's 6 spoons from their food in the entire day. But Public Health England revealed children aged 4 to 10 consume more than 11 grams of sugar at breakfast alone. That's almost 3 teaspoonfuls of sugar, and by the end of the day, they've consumed more than 3 times the official amount. So it's just a hint, and this is leading to diabetes, this sugar. We're causing our pancreas to pump out too much sugar. Pharma Nord produced a tablet. It's called BioGlucose Control. It's a purple tablet. It's made from a berry from the mountains of Chile that the people there have been eating for centuries, because this berry helps to stop carbs breaking down into sugar. And the second ingredient is the mineral chromium. And we need 1/100,000,000th of a gram of chromium a day. And it's very hard to get chromium from your food. And chromium allows the right amount of sugar to enter your cell. And so this product, this purple tablet that PharmaNord brought out 15 months ago, and I've actually sold 900 boxes in 15 months. And they've now altered the label that, through research has shown, you can give one tablet a day to children over 5. And adults take 2 tablets a day. And it helps people to avoid getting all the sugar, because the berry is stopping the enzyme glucosidase from turning starch into sugar, and the chromium allows the right amount of sugar to enter the cell, at the same time allowing you to make leptin. What's leptin? What's he talking about now? Leptin. Leptin is the substance which tells the brain, "I feel full." So when you've got the right amount of sugar entering your cell, you feel full. So the kiddie isn't asking for cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits and Mars bars and Kit Kats and Bounties and non-diet cans of Coke. All these things are full of sugar. A non-diet can of Coke is about 8 spoons of sugar. A Mars bar is 7-8 spoons of sugar. Most things, if you read the label, it says in 100 grams you've got so many grams of sugar. Every 4 grams that you read of sugar, glucose, in a package, every 4 grams is a teaspoonful of sugar. A middle-sized bottle of Lucozade that one of my staff was drinking in a hot June day last year, it had 48 grams of sugar. She guzzled it down because she was 30. And there were 48 grams divided by 4. It's 12. She just had 12 spoons of sugar, because every 4 grams is a spoon. I said, you've just had 12 spoons of sugar. She said, oh, I have 3 bottles a day. Wow, that's 36 spoons of sugar.
And on that shocking note, Dennis, we have to sort of say it started off with a shock revelation that you'd had cake. We've sorted out various other bits and pieces. I think we have to draw a close for this week at least to the actual piece. But
you may continue.
Exactly, and it will be in probably a week's time from now, if that's okay with you.
Yes. See you next time. Ladies.